T1Oz Classic Hits, 97.7 The Wolf. Time to check in and find out what's going on in the city of Houghton with Susie Landers, who is here this morning, brought to you by this, the city of Houghton. And Bruce Runman from Good Times Music is here. Usually, Bruce, I get to see you in your store. I'm there buying things. So.
Good morning.
Turning of the tables today.
Yes, it's good to have you here. And good morning, Susie.
Good morning. It's always great, Todd. It's the weather looks like it's going to be great for the, well, pending a little bit of rain, but for the Bridge Fest, so we're all excited about that.
Yeah, we're keeping our fingers crossed, yep. And we'll keep folks
it's
posted.
It's not like we're not used to this, so we just, you know, we're troopers. We'll still celebrate. We'll be out there.
And, yeah, it's
the parade will go on, and everything will be great.
It will be wonderful.
It will.
We're going to talk about a couple of things here today, but first of all, an event that is kind of going on in conjunction with Bridge Fest, or at least at the same time as Bridge Fest.
It is.
And that Bruce is putting on at Good Times Music.
Right. We're doing a longest day fundraiser event for the Alzheimer's Association, and we're going to have music all day long, and we'll be taking donations all day long. We're having music that starts at 9 in the morning and goes till 9 at night.
So is this going to be inside the store, outside the store?
Inside the store on our stage in the corner. And we have all kinds of different music, from piano playing to accordion to classic rock to folk music to you name it. It's going to happen.
I could bring my ukulele.
You could.
Or you may not. You know, which is great. You know, this is really...
Because you might have to give money back to people if I do that.
This is really exciting because a lot of times during Bridge Fest weekend, all the entertainment and everything is mainly focused down at Kestner Park and on the waterfront, which is great. That's what it's there for. But some people do like to take, you know, little walks up through downtown and have something to also enjoy throughout the day just to break it up. So we were really excited when Bruce and Kristen decided to have this event.
And this is a whole different type of atmosphere than the bands performing down at Kestner Waterfront Park. This is very intimate.
Yes, it's kind of like having a house concert, except in the store.
Right, right.
So it's, you know, the people who are playing are right there, and small setting, small stage, just kind of an intimate feel.
Why do something for the Alzheimer's Association?
Well, a friend of mine had been working in Marquette for the Alzheimer's Association, and so that gave me a kind of a partial idea. But then Kathleen Arten, one of our piano teachers at the store, brought it up and said, hey, why don't we do a longest day fundraiser? And I didn't really even know that there was such a thing as a longest day fundraiser. And then she said, it explained what it was, and I was like, oh, all right, let's sign up and do it. So. And
yeah, it's a new concept to me, too.
Spoke last week on the radio about this, too, Todd, is how we forget really there's so many people that are affected by Alzheimer's and dementia, and not to mention all the caregivers. I mean, I had the numbers last week, and you probably still have them, you know, documented there, like how many people are affected by this disease, not only, you know, the person, but what it takes to care for somebody with Alzheimer's or dementia.
Anybody, and I've certainly seen it in my family,
yes.
And I think most people have, you see somebody you love go through that process and you just can stand by and do nothing.
No.
You're just so helpless. If we can come up with a way to fix this or to at least help the process along, anything is appreciated.
Yeah, anything to help the research efforts there is a really great thing, I think. I've seen a lot of people with Alzheimer's have been affected by it personally, and then have had countless friends who yes. know somebody or who are directly affected by it. So it's just a worthwhile cause, as you know, there are many causes out there that are worthwhile, but this certainly is one of them.
Do you have some names of the people who will be performing, or is that kind of up in the air yet?
No, it's mostly nailed down. We've got Kathleen Arten doing piano, starting us off in the morning. Karen Opliger is a folk singer-songwriter, following her at 10. At 11, we have Eric and Laura doing acoustic music. At 12, we have Jack Chamberlain, and he's going to be playing his accordion. At 1 o'clock, we have a split hour between Topher, who's going to be doing some acoustic music, and Bill Barron playing the piano. Hannah Runman playing at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. That's my daughter. She's sort of an indie folk acoustic kind of music girl. Then we're going to have Ryan Harvey and Roger Herkus playing at 3 o'clock. They kind of do Americana and acoustic music. At 4 o'clock, we have the ever-eclectic Uncle Floyd. And so that's Cam Williams and his band. They do a lot of classic rock stuff, and they're really entertaining. At 5 o'clock, we have Randy to Dandy Wakeham doing his brand of classic rock and country and Americana and whatever you want to call it. He's a pretty wide-ranging guy. Ryan Peterson is going to be doing acoustic kind of stuff. He does all kinds of stuff with a looper pedal. He's kind of a one-man band. He'll be playing at 6. 7 is open. Bob Hilton is going to be playing at 8, and I don't know if he's playing with Belinda or if he's just going solo.
You just never know.
Yeah, he may show up with a jazz band.
Someone might just step up, and it all works.
And I may be playing myself at 7. I may find somebody else, or I'll just fill in. And
I've got to do a wedding reception Saturday, so I'm afraid that my ukulele and I are not available at 7 o'clock.
And we may be doing students. Some students may be popping in and playing a song kind of at the top of the hour.
Just a little impromptu thing. That would be great.
So if people want to come and do a song, we'll kind of squeeze you in.
Fit it in. You can always make room for more.
And this is this Saturday. It's at Good Times Music downtown in Houghton. Just stop by, drift in and out. It's a very informal event, but please bring a little bit of money along with you that you can donate to help the work of the Alzheimer's Association.
100% of everything we take in will go directly to them.
It is good that you are doing that, my friend.
That's wonderful.
What else do we have to talk about here,
alrighty.
Susie?
Kiwanis Science and Engineering Fest. Everyone's been seeing the bus rolling around for quite a few months now, and I know it's ramping up. Things are happening, which is this actually scheduled for August, so it's going to be August 5th through the 8th, right here in downtown Houghton, as well as out at the university, Waterfront Park, and extending into Hancock. So it's kind of a big community event. This is our first one. It's always interesting to see how things are going to go. But I just want to kind of remind people that it's coming up, and it's basically going to be for all ages. I mean, we are going to have things for the young kids, and we're going to have things that are going to be interest to the elderly people my age. might as well say it before one of you grabbed it. For everybody. And we're going to have another component that we're really excited about is the science crawl, which is going to be Thursday evening, whatever date, I think that's the 6th. And it's going to be, there's going to be a scientist at different venues, and you're going to basically move along with them. It's going to be like, say, I think we're starting at the Downtowner, and there'll be a half hour. This scientist might do the science of flotation devices or something. I don't know. I'm just grabbing this stuff. You know that.
Flotation devices.
I believe they now offer a PhD.
At Tech, yes. No, that's a burgeoning department.
Science behind everything. I knew I should have came a little more prepared. But the point being, we don't have all the programming in, but we're getting there. Okay, we're going to be at the KBC. We'll probably do the science of beer. Okay.
Yeah, well.
So, I mean, I think Joey's Seafood is on the agenda. The Dog House. Oh, I'm going to forget one. Sheldon Grill. Continental. Ooh, I shouldn't have started.
See, I know how you make science interesting, because I've seen those Mind Trekkers from
Michigan
Tech.
Yes, and they're huge.
They make science really, really interesting.
Mind Trekkers are a huge component of this.
Yeah,
and there's
I'm waiting to find out how they're going to make math interesting. Trigonometry, hey let's
go. That's right. You'd be surprised.
Hope my wife doesn't hear this. She's a math teacher, math teacher.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm not belittling. I'm looking forward to it.
That's going to be on Thursday. And then on Friday, we're actually going to have a science comedian. I know that's kind of like, really? And
right.
He's going to be at the Rosé Center on Friday evening.
Yeah, how about that Pythagorean theorem?
But I'll be here all week.
Listen now, the programming is going to be amazing, and you can check it out. Right now we have our website rolling, so you can check it out at kiwanisscience.org, and just start watching that, and you'll see where we'll be continually filling in the little spots and venues and keep everyone posted on what's going on. But We will be in the parade tomorrow, and we'll be handing out cards, so little reminder cards. But this is a great opportunity to expose your kids, your grandkids, anybody to science, and get them thinking at a different level, and just make science fun. That's the key here.
Yep. And of course, Bridgefest begins tomorrow. The parade tomorrow night starts at 7 o'clock. Am I remembering correctly?
I think so. And this year, too, again, we are starting in Hancock.
Yep. Starts in Hancock, goes to Houghton. Get your tickets online, and you can get them at a discount for Bridge Feast.
Correct.
The Houghton Rotary Club putting that on at Waterfront Park. All sorts of events and really too many to talk about here. But go to the website, bridgefestfun.com, and you can find out all of the things that are going on at Bridgefest and take advantage of them. Listen for the fireworks music. We'll be broadcasting that again this year on 97.7 The Wolf.
Well, one other thing, if I can pop it in there.
Sure.
I know it's the day before the parade, but I think David Crowley would be okay if somebody wanted to have a late entrance into the parade.
So if you missed the deadline.
Yeah, give Trina, a ring at the chamber, which is 482-5240. And see if you can still slide in, because the more the merrier.
Absolutely.
And for us, if you can't show up at the store and enjoy some of the music and donate in person, you can find a link on our Good Times Music Facebook page and donate there.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh, wonderful.
Wonderful. Bruce Rundman, thank you for coming in this morning. Good luck with that fundraiser on Saturday. Susie, I'll talk with you next week.
I'll bring more information about those flotation devices.
Please do. Keweenaw's Classic Hits, 97.7 The Wolf.